Introduction to Information System Control and Audit course. Welcome professional, auditors, students, and learner. To start with this learning, there is a fundamental saying, which you will surely agree or experience during our course. The saying is, you know many things, but you do not know that you know many things. You are man of 21st century. Hence just have confidence, many points you have experienced in your work, observed same in your or others' work, or can be said even observed in various movies, serials or professional video. Yes. I am going to bring out the power, the knowledge which is hidden within you, to your awareness. You do not believe it, you will soon believe it after course completion. In this course, we shall not only learn chapter, but also way to write, way to remember, way for presentation, etc. Not mere course learning but overall grooming, even for your exam and professional work also. As, I believe mere learning this chapter will not do great, unless it is easy and benefit in your practical work in present or future. Just believe in yourself, oh, man of 21st century. Friends, our Institute of Chartered Accountants of India has designed this course. Its approach is from macro understanding to micro. However, giving due respect to the method of flow created by Institute, we have reshuffled the course from micro to macro, like it was during earlier syllabus, so that it's easy for everyone, whether pursuing CA or not. Friends, if you observe the index page, you will see chapter number of our course on left hand side, and Institute chapter number on right hand side. Friends, we has also added additional references from old syllabus, international resources and your post-qualification material. It was glad to note that our approach of reference old syllabus has helped many students. So also it's been observed that revised syllabus of 2014 has restored many points and continue to use the basic, which were given in more detail during old course. So friends, we continue the same to refer, wherever felt it's necessary for better clarity. Let's start with the analyzing the rhythm in which chapter are in course, as it bring more clarity is what are we learning. We had divided few chapter that is use of divide and rule to make it easy. Easy and comparable with old syllabus for all student. Once initial chapters are clear, it naturally help for more clarity, easy, shortcut for further chapter. Hence initial chapter are more detail and later are more summarized. Since the course is information systems control and audit. Hence the course start with understanding system and also characteristic of information. That is chapter 1. Information system concept. This we have divided into 4 part for more clarity and comparing with old syllabus. Part 1a, basic concepts of systems. Then we shall learn, what are types of system and approach in decision making, management rules. So next part. 1b. Transaction Processing System, Part 1c. Basic Concepts of MIS, and Part 1d. Decision Support and Executive Information Systems deals with the same. After learning various system, we shall move ahead to develop system. It has various phase. Hence Chapter 2 deals with system development. For more clarity this chapter is again divided into 4 part. Once understood the various system and development phase, building various control for its protection is must, hence. Chapter 3 relates to protection of information system. Once system is implemented, one need to have provision to survive disaster. Hence Chapter 4 is on business continuity planning and disaster recovery planning. Since so many thing is to be incorporated it's time for drafting policy and auditing such information system. As an auditor, we have to audit all control, law, process, etc. which is chapter 5. Where knowledge of all previous chapter is useful, And our master keyword very useful in examined personal work is there. When more technological, world requires standards and guidelines, hence we shall learn various international standards, guidelines and best practices in Chapter 6, which is concept of governance and management of information systems. Where there is crime, there is law, hence, Chapter 7 on cyber law and information technology regulatory issues. And friend, when we learn all the topic, it important to be in line with current upcoming scenario. Hence final chapter 8 deals with emerging technology. Hey, in all chapter we had given keywords, hints, way to remember etc., its uses and reason. Kindly use them or modify to meet your needs. Dear student, points used in course are from module provided by ICAI, Institute of Chartered Accountants of India. I have summarized and simplified various issues. Please, go through module, it will really help. This course understanding will also help to higher level in your post-qualification exam of ISA. Information System Audit. I have wherever required point of other subject and ISA have been used, for bringing more clarity. And I am sure, our big key which indicate various spirit, given in this course material, will make you confident, make this subject more enjoyable, so also will help you not only in academic but in professional life too. So, happy learning. This audio is product of www.tuasa.com and you are hearing Vipul Tuas Knowledge Book on Information Control and Audit.